堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Side B， 欢迎你来到 B 面。
Lesson 36.
Last summer, I decided to go to Shenzhen in the hope of getting a holiday job there. When I reached there, I found Shenzhen was really a charming place. The streets were clean, and the roads were wide. I tried many times to get a job, but was turned down again and again. Not until then did I realize that to earn money was not an easy thing. Half a month passed. The money in my pocket nearly ran out.I felt so sad that the city seemed to be a little chilly. Thinking of the fact that I'd have to leave school, I couldn't help crying in the streets.
Last summer, I decided to go to Shenzhen in the hope of finding a job. When I got there, I found Shenzhen was really a charming city. The streets were clean and the roads were wide. I tried over and over again to get a job, but was always turned down.Only then did I realize that to earn money was not an easy thing. After 2 weeks, I was nearly broke. I felt sad that the city that had seemed so charming before now seemed so cold. Realizing that I'd have to leave school, I couldn't help crying in the streets.
Lesson 37.
A man was giving an English lesson to a class of adults who had recently come to live in the United States.After placing quite a number of everyday objects on the teacher's table, he asked various members of the class to give him the ruler, the dictionary, the pen, and so on. The class went very smoothly, and all the students seemed interested. Then the man turned to an Italian student and said, "Give me the keys." The man looked surprised and somewhat at a loss. Seeing this, the man repeated his order. The Italian shrugged his shoulders.Then he threw his arms around the teacher's neck and kissed him on both cheeks.
Yes, that was perfect. 太完美了。
Lesson 38.
Yesterday, I was on night duty. After supper, I left home. It was very cold outside, and it was very dark. On my way to the factory, I found a girl selling Beijing Evenings,a favorite newspaper of Beijing citizens. I could not help feeling pity for the girl who had come out on such a cold night in order to make a living. I said to her, "It's too late for a young lady to be in the street. It is not safe, and it is too cold. But I haven't sold out the newspapers. I'll take all of them, so I can give each of my co-workers a newspaper. Thanks a lot!" I felt very happy, for I had done a good deed.
Good job!
Lesson 39.
Dear Editor, My hometown used to be very beautiful, but now it is badly polluted by the waste from a chemical works near my hometown. Every day, the factory produces a lot of heavy smoke and plenty of wastewater. But the smoke is sent directly into the air without being treated, and the water is poured into the river without being made clean.As a result, many fish in the river have been killed. The farmland along the river has to be irrigated by the wastewater, so it is seriously damaged and the crops cannot grow well. What a bad sight it is. People here are very worried about it. We all think that something must be done to the pollution as soon as possible.
Dear Editor, My hometown used to be very beautiful.But now it has been badly polluted by the waste from a chemical works nearby. Every day the factory produces a lot of heavy smoke and wastewater. The smoke is sent directly into the air, and the water is poured straight into the river without being treated. As a result, many fish in the river have been killed. The farmland along the river is irrigated with the polluted water, so it is seriously damaged and the crops cannot grow well. What a horrible sight it is!People here are very concerned about it. We all think that something must be done about the pollution as soon as possible.
Lesson 40.
It is hard for many of us to imagine what life was like before TV. What did people do for entertainment? In many cases, they did things that all of us could still do now if we made time for them. In the years just before television, people listened to the radio more. Before radio, families would often play musical instruments together or read or tell stories. Television is addictive. It is a pleasure to watch it. But for all its information, it doesn't often give much knowledge or skill. What would you do if you didn't have television?
慢速.
It is hard for many of us to imagine what life was like in the days before TV. How did people entertain themselves? Most of the time, they did things that all of us could still do now, if we wanted to. Before television, people listened to the radio more. Before radio, families would often play musical instruments together, or read or tell stories. Television is addictive, though, so people don't do those things as much as they used to. It is fun to watch TV, but for all its information, it doesn't really give us much knowledge or skill. What would you do if you didn't have television?
Now, naturally, 自然的朗读.
It is hard for many of us to imagine what life was like in the days before TV. How did people entertain themselves? Most of the time they did things that all of us could still do now, if we wanted to. Before television, people listened to the radio more. Before radio, families would often play musical instruments together or read or tell stories. Television is addictive, though, so people don't do those things as much as they used to. It is fun to watch TV, but for all its information, it doesn't really give us much knowledge or skill. What would you do if you didn't have television?
Now, super challenge, as quick as possible.
It is hard for many of us to imagine what life was like in the days before TV. How did people entertain themselves? Most of the time, they did things that all of us could still do now, if we wanted to. Before television, people listened to the radio more. Before radio, families would often play musical instruments together or read or tell stories. Television is addictive, though, so people don't do those things as much as they used to. It is fun to watch TV, but for all its information, it doesn't really give us much knowledge or skill. What would you do if you didn't have television?
Lesson 41.
I went fishing with my father last Sunday. We started at daybreak. Before long, we came to a stream with clean water, where we could see fish swimming. It was a good place for fishing. After a few minutes' preparation, we sat down and began fishing. An hour passed, but I didn't get a single fish. I felt very disappointed. I often lifted the fishing rod, because I almost lost my patience. On the other side of the stream, my father had got lots of fish. I went up to him and asked for some advice. With his help, I got some fish too. How happy I was!
I went fishing with my father last Sunday. We set off at daybreak. Before long, we came to a stream with clean water where we could see fish swimming. It looked like a good place to fish. After a few minutes' preparation, we sat down and began fishing. An hour passed, but I didn't get a single bite. I felt very disappointed. I was losing my patience. On the other side of the stream, my father had got lots of fish. I went over to him and asked for some advice. With his help, I got some fish too. How happy I was!
Lesson 42.
I went to see a movie after supper. On my way to the cinema, I met an old English woman who had lost her way. I gave up the chance to see the movie, walked up to her, and offered to take her to her hotel. While going there, I told her great changes had taken place in the past few years, and she told me something about Britain and her family. Though I missed the movie, I felt very happy, for I not only helped the old lady out of trouble, but also practiced my spoken English. If I hadn't worked hard at English, I wouldn't have been able to help her.
I went to see a movie after supper. On my way to the cinema, I saw an old English woman who had lost her way. I decided not to see the movie and walked up to her and offered to take her to her hotel. On the way, I told her about the great changes that had taken place in the past few years, and she told me a little about Britain and her family. Although I missed the movie, I was very happy. I had not only helped the old lady out of trouble, but also practiced my spoken English. If I hadn't worked hard at English, I wouldn't have been able to help her.
Lesson 43.
On July 1st, I took the college entrance exam, but did very badly. I used to get very high scores on exams, and my teachers and classmates treated me as a top learner. They had always expected me to be successful in the most important exam in my life. However, I did so badly that no one, including me, could believe it. I have made up my mind to take the exam again next year, but lack courage. When I realize that my former classmates will go to university, and when I think I will have to go through another graduation, I feel very discouraged. I need mercy and courage.
Lesson 44.
Once my parents had seats next to an American couple on the train. They spoke no English, and the Americans knew few Chinese words, so conversation was impossible until an hour into the trip when my father called me on his cell phone. He asked me to introduce them to the Americans, and then he handed the American woman his phone. Feeling rather foolish, I said hello into it. The American woman was very delighted to hear someone speak English. She told me about themselves and their trip, and asked me to pass on the information to my parents. She said from such a simple phone call, she learned that the Chinese were really polite.
Fantastic! 棒极了！
Lesson 45.
Several months ago, my parents bought me a computer as a New Year's gift. It has brought about great changes in my life and study. I often use it for studying English, and I have got good results. Now my spoken English has improved greatly, and my English vocabulary has increased. I can also collect a lot of interesting information online and learn a great deal that cannot be learned from books. In my spare time, I send emails to my friends, talk online, and play games. My computer makes my life rich and colorful and causes me to like English. I think it is my best friend and helper.
Slowly exaggerate. 夸张地读.
Several months ago, my parents gave me a computer as a New Year's gift. It has completely changed the way I live and study. I often use it for studying English and have gotten good results. Now my spoken English has improved greatly, and my English vocabulary has increased. I can also collect a lot of interesting information online and learn a great deal of information that I can't get from books. In my spare time, I send emails to my friends, talk online, and play games. My computer makes my life rich and colorful and makes me like English. I think it is my best friend.
Great. Now, naturally.
Several months ago, my parents gave me a computer as a New Year's gift. It has completely changed the way I live and study. I often use it for studying English, and I have gotten good results. Now my spoken English has improved greatly, and my English vocabulary has increased. I can also collect a lot of interesting information online and learn a great deal of information that I can't get from books. In my spare time, I send emails to my friends, talk online, and play games. My computer makes my life rich and colorful and makes me like English. I think it is my best friend.
As quickly as possible.
Several months ago, my parents gave me a computer as a New Year's gift. It has completely changed the way I live and study. I often use it for studying English, and I've gotten good results. Now my spoken English has improved greatly, and my English vocabulary has increased. I can also collect a lot of interesting information online and learn a great deal of information that I can't get from books. In my spare time, I send emails to my friends, talk online, and play games. My computer makes my life rich and colorful and makes me like English. I think it's my best friend.
You really did a good job.
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 Feel great about yourself. 为自己感到自豪吧.
I am the greatest.
Lesson 46.
You may have learned English for some years. It is natural that you want to be able to read some English books or magazines. Just think how happy you will be When you finish reading a book or a passage in English, it is important to choose a book that interests you. Then you may ask what kind of book to choose. I think you should choose something neither too difficult nor too easy. While reading, you should never let new words take too much of your attention. Just do it as you often do, with your own language. Try to guess its meaning when you come across a new word.
You may have been studying English for several years. It is natural for you to want to read some English books or magazines. Just think how happy you will be when you finish reading a book or a passage in English. What kind of book should you choose? It is important to pick a book that interests you. I think you should choose something neither too difficult nor too easy. While reading, you should never let new words distract you too much. Just treat them like you do new words in your own language. Try to guess their meaning and don't spend too much time worrying about them.
Lesson 47.
My mother used to be a worker in a machine factory. She worked very hard, but because of the poor management in the factory, she had to leave her job 2 years ago, where she had worked for more than 20 years. To help support the family, she tried her best to find another job. After a few months, she finally got a job as a bus conductor on a long-distance bus. Every morning, she goes to work at 6:30 and comes back at 9 o'clock in the evening. I know she is very tired after a day's work, but she never talks about it. To show my love, I study hard at school.
Lesson 48.
A small river cuts across the park near my home. I like sitting by the river on fine afternoons. It was warm last Sunday, so I went and sat on the bank as usual. Some children were playing games on the bank, and there were some people boating on the river. Suddenly, one of the children kicked a ball very hard, and it went towards a passing boat. Some people on the bank called out to the man in the boat, but he did not hear them. The ball struck him so hard that he nearly fell into the water. I turned to look at the children, but there weren't any in sight. They had all run away. The man laughed when he realized what had happened. He threw the ball back to the bank.
Lesson 49.
My favorite hobby is reading. I read novels, newspapers, magazines, and so on. When I was 9 years old, I caught a bad flu. I had to stay at home for several weeks. My mother bought me some novels. Soon, I was attracted by the stories. Since then, I have made use of my spare time to read, and reading does give me much help. Recently, I began to surf the internet. And on the internet, I find many students like reading as I do. We exchange our reading experience online. Now, we are good friends. Reading brings me both happiness and friendship.
Lesson 50.
Extremely slow.
I first met Will when I was looking for someone to share the house. I put an advertisement in the local student newspaper, and he was one of the people who answered it. When we met, we hit it off straight away, and I told him he could move in. Living with Will was fun. We soon found out that we had a lot in common and quickly became close friends. We always had really good discussions about everything that was important to us at the time. We also liked the same music, and that is important when you are sharing a house. Will thinks I am untidy, but I think life is too short for us to worry about things like that.
Now, naturally and passionately.
I first met Will when I was looking for someone to share the house. I put an advertisement in the local student newspaper, and he was one of the people who answered it. When we met, we hit it off straight away, and I told him he could move in. Living with Will was fun. We soon found out that we had a lot in common and quickly became close friends. We always had really good discussions about everything that was important to us at the time. We also liked the same music, and that is important when you are sharing a house. Will thinks I am untidy, but I think life is too short for us to worry about things like that.
Now, as quickly as possible.
I first met Will when I was looking for someone to share the house. I put an advertisement in the local student newspaper, and he was one of the people who answered it. When we met, we hit it off straight away, and I told him he could move in. Living with Will was fun. We soon found out that we had a lot in common, and quickly became close friends. We always had really good discussions about everything that was important to us at the time. We also liked the same music, and that is important when you are sharing a house. Will thinks I'm untidy, but I think life is too short for us to worry about things like that.
Was Conquer Senior High School English Passage Correction in 5 minutes. This is Ruth from Canada saying, good luck and well done. Keep trying your best.
And this is Anthony from America saying, you did a great job. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Congratulations. 祝贺你.